Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well. Yesterday's decision officially from the Hong Kong Jockey Club, were you kind of already expecting that might be the way they'd fall on this one?
Yeah, look, once I'd been noted that they do have a Saturday meeting on the same day as the Everest, it always makes it difficult. They've only got, I think it is five Saturday meetings a year, and there wasn't one on that Saturday last year. It was, unfortunately, one's fallen on it this year, and you know, I respect their decision completely, but it definitely was gut wrenching.
Yeah, a bit stiff, aren't you?
Yeah. Look, I've had a great association with the grey horse for a long time now, and it's obviously going to be quite different watching him run around in Sydney without me on his back.
Such an amazing association over the distance at Randwick, especially with those TJ Stakes wins. Will it be difficult for you when you're sitting in the jockey room at Hong Kong watching the Everest?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be gut-wrenching. Try not to think about that. I spoke to John Hawkes about it yesterday, and he said you've got one job to do now, and that's when you get over to Hong Kong, you know, go over there and do your best. And they said they'll support me in any decision I make along the way. I think that's been the part that's made it a bit easier with just the support of the Hawks family and how supportive they have been with my decision to move to Hong Kong.
Will this mean that it would possibly rule you out from any lead-up runs if he decides to have lead-up runs in Sydney, or will you still be a chance to give him a burn-up in the early part of this campaign?
Yeah, no, there is a chance I'll be able to come back for lead-up runs as long as there's no Saturday meetings, which I don't think there are, and I get the blessing from John Moore, so he's my retained trainer, obviously. But obviously, I'll have to go through the club as well. But if there is no meeting on that day, then it definitely does make the task a lot easier.
Have you seen the grey flash this time since he's come back to the stables?
No, I haven't seen him. I think he's still pre-training. I've seen a couple of videos of him, and I have to say he looks the best he's ever looked. But he seems to be getting better with age, and I hope he's in for a very big preparation for the Hawks team and the connections.
Yourself and Dwayne have had such a great association with the horse. Do you think Dwayne's the obvious choice to replace you in Sydney?
Yeah, look, I'd say so. Obviously, the Hawks team have been very evident that they like a Sydney jockey on him in Sydney and a Melbourne jockey on him in Melbourne. But I do remember when Dwayne couldn't ride him in Melbourne, and I went over and rode him on the Friday night meeting and won the Group 1. So I'm not too sure. I'll just have to leave that with the Hawks team. It's got nothing really to do with me once I'm off his back. But, you know, I guess he'd be in the front running.
How's the preparations going for the big move over to Hong Kong?
Yeah, we haven't done too much yet. My wife's doing pretty much most of it. She's organising shipping containers and people to come and pack up the place. We're obviously on 5 acres here with a pony, a donkey, and a couple of dogs and that. So we've got to look for places for them to go. But we've pretty much got that all organised. So I think it's all going to come around quite quickly. So we're lucky that we've got a great support group around us, some good family and friends that can help us along the way.
And you mentioned you'll be associated with John Moore over in Hong Kong. How does that work with the jockey and the trainer over there? Does that mean you get first choice or you're committed to riding John Moore's horses in the races over there?
Yeah, so a bit like when I was here with Gay, I get first choice of his rides, and he gets first choice of using me as well. So I'm pretty much on a retainer to ride everything in his stable, unless circumstances don't permit, which sometimes weight. They obviously get down to 51 kilos over there, which I won't ride on a week-to-week basis, anything really under 53 unless it's a group race. So that's pretty much how it works there, but I'm still allowed to take outside rides and stuff like that, which works quite well.
Well, that's great, because you if you're going to associate yourself with anyone, John Moore's probably the man in Hong Kong.
Yeah, well, I've had a great association with him over the last 3 or 4 years. I think I've ridden 10 Group 1 winners from now, 8 in Hong Kong and 2 over in Singapore. So, and then one in Sydney, obviously the Queensland Derby with Eagle Way last year. So, we're very familiar with each other. I know he's just quite well, but it's going to be a great opportunity to get over there and work with him on a full-time basis.
You've been kicking goals before you leave Australia, Tommy Berry, and I loved on Saturday what you did with the young racing fan post-race after winning the Dane Ripper Stakes. Just tell us how that came about, where you saw a young fella over the fence and decided to give him your trophy.
Yeah, no, well, for the first three races, he'd been calling out to me on the way out, just wishing me all the best, and I'm pretty sure I'd seen him there sort of over the last winter carnival. Obviously, he's grown a little bit more, but he seems to be a kid that pops up quite often, and so he asked for the goggles on the way back in, but I don't think he was expecting the trophy. But I love putting smiles on people's faces, and if it's not someone in the crowd, I give the trophy to. I always give the trophies to the strappers from now on, unless they're Group One. So you know, it means a lot to them, and it's something that they'll never forget. And especially with kids, you know, kids are our future. They're the future of our sport, and we need to get more people like that to the races. And that's a kid that's going to be a racing fan for the rest of his life now.
Yeah, his name was James Goves, and you being a dad yourself will know that that's a moment he'll never, ever forget.
Yeah, exactly right. And you know, I know Caden's got a couple of my Group 1 trophies here that he throws around his bedroom, you know, so I'm sure they'll take a bit more care of him than he does.
Tommy, you've been having a lot of fun up there. I saw a nice pic of you in a dryer as well on social media.
Yeah, no, I was in and riding track work at Hawksy's. It was on a Thursday morning. I was there with Christian Reith, and it was pouring down with rain. I said, I reckon I'll be better off staying in that dryer all morning. Do you reckon I can get in there? He said, I'll give it a go. And no, it's just a bit of fun. It's not all been too serious when it gets to track work. You've got to have a bit of fun as well to enjoy it.
Well, I hope it's not raining today. You've got one ride at Canterbury Park, walk the streets, just the one, but it may well be a win. What are you expecting today from it?
Yeah, look, it worked out a few didn't accept, and one got too light a weight for me, so I ended up just on walk the streets. It's a very good ride. It was a great run in Saturday grade last start beyond Just Dreaming. It was hitting the line really strong late. The start before was very unlucky at Warwick Farm, probably should have won. So he's knocking on the door, and you know, he gets a nice run from a good barrier, so I'd expect him to be very hard to beat as long as he gets through the heavy track.
Yep. Good on you, Tommy. Good luck today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Michael. Take care.